Freight rail has taken off in Wisconsin, according to Jeff Plaley. He's state commissioner of railroads.
What people think of as kind of a dead mode of transportation really isn't. It's going gangbusters.
Plaley says several industries are fueling the boom.
The movement of frac sand in the state, the movement of grain, the movement of fertilizer, especially this time of the year, is just exploding.
And Plaley says you can't forget coal. Power plants here import it to generate energy. While use of freight rail has grown, Plaley cites one hitch, old tracks. We met at the Wisconsin and Southern Rail Yard on Milwaukee's northwest side. It used to be an industrial enclave, but not much is left.
These are examples of old rail here.
The tracks were assembled in the 19th and 20th centuries.
These are what would be called 90-pound rail. If you take a 3-foot segment and just chop it off and weigh it, it'll weigh about 90 pounds. That kind of rail can't sustain modern engines or modern boxcars, modern hopper cars.
Plaley says a section of rail should weigh 115 pounds to withstand today's faster speeds. He says Wisconsin has upgraded some lines, but not all, including in Milwaukee. So trains here must slow to a crawl, 10 miles per hour.
If you take this line north out of Milwaukee, it used to be 10 miles an hour all the way up into the Fox Valley. It's now 40 miles an hour. If you're standing in the city of Madison, that train that went from Madison out to Prairie du Chien on the Mississippi River, that was 10, maybe 15 miles at the top. Now that's moving 40 miles an hour.
What's unusual in Wisconsin is the fact that the state owns quite a few tracks here. It bought a struggling rail line decades ago to save the infrastructure and then became responsible for it. According to the DOT, half those lines can handle speeds of only 10 miles per hour. Lawmakers included nearly $53 million in additional freight rail spending in the budget they passed last week. The DOT had requested $7 million more. Racine Representative Corey Mason says a healthy system would help Wisconsin recover from the recession.
You've got communities that manufacture goods that need to get them to market. You've got facilities that need raw materials brought in to do the good work that we do. I think we ought to be investing in freight rail preservation and the bonding that goes along with it to ensure that freight rail is not something, as far too many people think of, as something that once was, but rather something that's growing.
In Wisconsin today, there are 8 rail lines and 3,300 miles of track, according to Holly Arthur. She's with the Association of American Railroads. Arthur says across the country, private companies own about 140,000 miles of freight track. And she says the industry invests a lot of money keeping the infrastructure strong.
It is a envy of the world, the U.S. rail network. A lot of countries come here to learn how our freight railroads maintain and build their networks.
Arthur says freight rail across the U.S. is experiencing slow growth as businesses pull free from the recession's grip. The bottom line, according to Wisconsin Commissioner Jeff Plaley, is that freight rail helps carry the economy.
Every time you see a train move, somebody bought something and somebody sold something. And they have to move that something from here to there.
LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.